Book 2, Canto 6, The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Life, pages 193 to 195. In her mazes of approach and of retreat, to every side she draws him and repels, but drawn too near, escapes from his embrace. All ways she leads him, but no way is sure. Allured by the many-toned marvel of her chant, attracted by the witchcraft of her moods, and moved by her casual touch to joy and grief, he loses himself in her, but wins her not. A fugitive paradise smiles at him from her eyes. He dreams of her beauty made forever his. He dreams of his mastery her limbs shall bear. He dreams of the magic of her breasts of bliss. In her illumined script, her fanciful translation of God's pure original text, he thinks to read the scripture wonderful, hieratic key to unknown beatitudes. But the word of life is hidden in its script. The chant of life has lost its divine note. Unseen, a captive in a house of sound, the spirit lost in the splendor of a dream, listens to a thousand-voiced illusion's ode. A delicate weft of sorcery steals the heart, or a fiery magic tints her tones and hues, yet they but wake a thrill of transient grace. A vagrant march, struck by the wanderer time, they call to a brief, unsatisfied delight, or wallow in ravishments of mind and sense, but miss the luminous answer of the soul. A blind heartthrob that reaches joy through tears, a yearning towards peaks forever unreached, an ecstasy of unfulfilled desire, track the last heavenward climbings of her voice. Transmuted are past sufferings, memories, into an old sadness's sweet escaping trail. Turned are her tears to gems of diamond pain, her sorrow into a magic crown of song. Brief are her snatches of felicity that touch the surface, then escape or die. A lost remembrance echoes in her depth. A deathless longing is hers, a wailed self's call, a prisoner in the mortal's limiting world, a spirit wounded by life's sobs in her breast. A cherished suffering is her deepest cry. A wanderer on forlorn, despairing routes, along the roads of sound, a frustrate voice, forsaken cries to a forgotten bliss. Astray in the echo caverns of desire, it guards the phantoms of a soul's dead hopes, and keeps alive the voice of perished things, or lingers upon sweet and errant notes, hunting for pleasure in the heart of pain. A fateful hand has touched the cosmic chords, and the intrusion of a troubled strain covers the inner music's hidden key that guides unheard the surface cadences. Yet is it joy to live and to create, and joy to love and labor though all fails, and joy to seek, though all we find deceives, and all on which we lean betrays our trust. Yet something in its depth was worth the pain. A passionate memory haunts with ecstasy's fire. Even grief has joy hidden beneath its roots, for nothing is truly vain the One has made. In our defeated hearts, God's strength survives, and victory stars still lights our desperate road. Our death is made a passage to new worlds. This to life's music gives its anthem swell. To all she lends the glory of her voice. Heaven's raptures whispers in her heart and pass. Earth's transient yearnings cry from her lips and fade.